All right, guys, we're going to go live in 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about vets before illegals. Did you know 11% of the general homeless population are veterans? Now here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, I love the applause. Yes. And my co-host, Ann, is here.
Hi, everyone.
Ann just flew in the room. Tonight, we have a serious podcast here. All my podcasts are serious, aren't they?
Some more than others.
Well, this one really touches me. Mm-hmm. And with all the illegals entering the country, and the jackass of a president that we have is going to also give them $1,400 stimulus check. Did you know that? And imagine Bernie Madoff getting a $1,400 stimulus check. That's fantastic. Fantastic, right? He really deserves it. Let me tell you about our veterans. And this really boils my blood. Veterans are twice as likely as the average American to be chronically homeless. In fact, more than a third of the homeless individuals across the country of the United States are veterans. That means between 529,000 and 840,000, depending on the time of year, according to the National Coalition for the Homeless Veterans. At this point, the number of homeless vets, male and female, is greater number of soldiers who have died in the war. Even worse for female veterans, that I didn't even know that, for whom the risk of becoming homeless is 4 times greater than male veterans. Did you know that?
Yes.
According to the VA, about 70% of the homeless veterans suffer from substance abuse, and 45% of them are suffering from mental illness, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Shout out to Rick, who joined us this evening.
Hey, hey, what's happening? And that's sad. That is sad about the veterans. I never knew there was that many homeless veterans. And you know, when you have a jackass of a president that really doesn't even care about our veterans at all, it's obvious. He cares more about illegals crossing the border than he cares about these homeless veterans. If I was representing the state of Connecticut, if I was a congressman or a senator, and I think I'm going to run because I'm pissed off. If I was a congressman or a senator, I would propose a bill, part of that $2 trillion bill. Only, what was it, 9% went for COVID relief.
Yes.
The rest was all for whatever the hell they wanted. Whatever the hell they wanted.
Rick says that he feels our pain. We're in Connecticut and he's in New York.
It's a shame. And if I was a representative or a senator of the state of Connecticut where I live, I would have proposed inside that COVID bill billions of dollars for homeless vets and get these soldiers off the street. What a friggin' disgrace that you can do such a thing to these men and women that fought for this country, for you, me, and everybody else. And a lot of them gave up their lives. This is a damn disgrace, and it boils my friggin' blood that nobody's doing anything about this.
Well, back in 2012, there was a HUD VASH program, and it was pretty effective at reducing the time it took to place house someone in housing who was homeless. And at a certain point, it was 35 days rather than 223 days.
That's to find still, Hussein. That's still no excuse.
Right. And they made great strides in reducing the amount of emergency trips at the same time. But with COVID, all of that is pretty much out the window there. The numbers are rising. They're afraid because of COVID to go to homeless shelters. They're back out on the street.
It's a shame. Yeah. And these are men and women that served our country. That's what really boils me up. Listen, my heart goes out to homeless people, period. Period. Hey, Matt. Matt's in the house. My heart goes out to them, period. But when you have between 529,000 and 840,000 homeless vets, that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. And now you have over 100,000 people that cross the border already. And I watched on the news this morning, and it was on all the news stations, CNN, Newsmax, Fox. There was a boat going across the Rio Grande, right? Mm-hmm. They were lined up for a quarter of a mile, and this little boat was filling the people up and coming right across in the U.S. Nobody stopped them. Actually, the guards on the U.S. side let them go.
Well, what are they going to do? The retention centers are full. What are they supposed to do with them? But keep them. What are they going
to
do with them?
They should send them all to the White House and have them stay with Joe Biden.
Well, that's no one lives at the White House anyway, so they can just take it over.
Well, you know, and that just goes to show you that they care more about these illegals than our veterans. Another thing that boils me up, Washington, D.C. is like a concentration camp. You can't even walk within a quarter of a mile to any of the landmarks. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that. Mm-hmm. You talk to any of the National Guardsmen, they don't even want to be there. None of them want to be there. And so far, it's over $500 million right now, to have the National Guard there. Mm-hmm. I heard it's between $10 and $12 million a day.
Well, it would be more if they fed them, right? Matt agrees that our treatment of the U.S. military is a travesty.
It is. It's a damn shame and a joke. And these National Guardsmen, these are like your brothers, your sisters. From what I understand, and if somebody can prove me wrong, then I'm wrong. They're not the same National Guardsmen that went over to Afghanistan, to Iraq, and all that.
Well, they call up guard depending on your skill set.
To me, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying. And they fed these people, these men and women, shit to eat, practically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Raw chicken. They got sick. And this idiot, jackass of a president, what has he got to hide? That's what I want to know. What is this man so scared of? Evidently, he got 100 million votes. So I would assume almost more than half the population love him, right? What is he worried about? There's no threat. There's no credible threat. No one has even tried anything since those morons holding up, those morons wearing horns on his head ran into the Capitol building. I mean, what is he scared of? This man is. What is he scared of?
I'm sure there's some credible threat somewhere, but there always is. I'm not sure what's special.
Long as I'm alive, I've never seen this. I've never seen, and it's a shame because you can't even go visit these landmarks that they don't even own. Those are our landmarks. It has nothing to do with them.
I thought it was interesting last night that Biden's talk was not from the Oval Office. He was down a long walk down a hallway with flags.
Well, did you hear what he actually said about the 4th of July? He's like, who the fuck does he think he is? Stalin?
Giving us permission?
Hitler? You ain't going to give me permission worth of jack shit to tell me what I'm going to do on the 4th of July. Yep. If I want to have 100 people over my house and have strippers running in my backyard, I'm going to do it. You're not going to tell me or give me permission to do what I want to do with my life.
Maybe what you should do is have a big picnic for the July picnic for homeless people down in downtown Stanford.
I probably would get arrested, but that's a good idea.
That would be fun.
On the 4th of July.
You bet.
That's a good idea.
No fireworks, though, because of PTSD, but just a great barbecue. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll have to buy the food and bring it to them.
All right. We could do that.
I think I'm going to do that.
Right. Let me tell you a few interesting facts about veterans here in the United States.
All right.
The likelihood that veterans of color become homeless is 106 veterans out of 100,000 people are homeless. Veterans of minority status, Native Americans, Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders are most at risk.
Why is that?
I don't really know. I think it's kind of interesting. Why do you think that might be happening?
I don't know.
It's kind of interesting. And then now, you know, with all the strides that have happened over the past few years of the reducing the number of homeless veterans.
Yeah.
With COVID, that whole trend has been reversed. You know, because of the unemployment rate and so many people losing their jobs, there are more homeless than ever. And even though there's a moratorium about evictions, you can still evict somebody after so many months. So evictions are starting and vets are back out on the street, even still to the cold weather that we're having, which is a very sad state of affairs.
What a shame. You guys can call in. I'd like to hear from someone, especially a veteran out there. Mm-hmm. 203-321-3078.
With this pandemic, people age 55 and older, they lost their jobs faster, and they're taking a much longer time for them to return work. So that's also contributing to homelessness and hopelessness. And people with disabilities, you know, disabilities come in all forms in terms of veterans, mental and physical. They had retail jobs, in particular, people with disabilities. And with the recession, everybody ordered online, all those jobs have also disappeared. So the economic fallout of the COVID is having devastating effects on homeless veterans, which is feel very unfortunate.
That's a shame.
The other thing is renters, you know, all of this COVID relief that there is, have to pay it back. Mm-hmm. It isn't just a grant like it's, you know, free and forgiven. So I don't know how people who are 6 months out of rent have any chance of recouping that and paying that rent to the landlords.
They're not going to get it.
Yeah.
They're not going to get it. And another, you know, listen, the $1,400 that's going out to people, everyone probably that's low income will need that money without a doubt. Mm-hmm. But that's not enough.
Certainly not.
Not enough at all. What you know, what is that? You got a family of two people. All right. Granted, you are going to get more money. What is it going to last you? A month, 2 months? You can't even pay your rent
no,
with it.
No, you cannot. I was at the courthouse today for work for other reason completely. And the court is so backlogged with evictions that it's been almost a year now. They are starting now to evict people. Those eviction notices are going out. And
I thought it was extended.
It was extended, but if you've been evicted more than 9 months, they're starting to activate those cases. So the homeless number is going to start to rise. That's very unfortunate here in Connecticut anyway.
And what shocked me too, also getting back to the illegals and how the vets are not treated correctly. Nancy Pelosi gets on TV today and blames the Republicans for the illegals crossing. Mm-hmm. What a friggin' dope that drunken old bat is.
Oh, dear Lord.
I cannot stand that bitch.
I know.
She's a horrible woman. Horrible. And they were all standing in back of Joe Biden today, clapping away.
Sure. Whispering in his ear
like
what to
he's
say.
God. And Kamala Harris, you could have had a bucket under her mouth. She was drooling so much.
Stop.
You could have filled up a bucket of spit with that woman. She was licking her chops. She cannot wait to this old crazy man, Joe Biden, keels over. She's ready to jump right in that chair. And you know what's the good part about it is this time she doesn't have to drop to her knees.
Oh, dear Lord.
She doesn't.
Rick says that, I don't know if he's talking about Pelosi or Harris, he says is a vile human being.
And exactly.
Welcome to SRJ, who just joined the live studio.
Oh, all right.
Rick says both.
Woohoo!
You know, and to your point earlier about women veterans.
Yep.
Why there's going to be a surge in the homelessness among that population is the schools have been closed.
Yeah.
Their retail job is gone at Walmart. They can't pay for childcare. All that rent is deferred. It has to be paid back. Mm-hmm. And they really are at you know, wit's end at this point. And I'm not sure how they even cope. But the number of homeless, especially among women with their children, is going to start to increase. Now, interestingly enough, starting in 2012, the VA does give out vouchers.
For what?
For veterans housing and also for VA health. So you got to get yourself in the system, but that's hard to explain to somebody out on the street that that's how that's done.
Well, from what I heard of friends of mine that were veterans, the VA sucked.
It does. Healthcare is not the best quality.
They suck.
Yes. Although Trump worked on that when he was in office.
Well, he did. He improved it a little bit, but when you try to go to a VA hospital, I wouldn't go in one of them.
Yeah, I know.
They give you horrible care.
I agree.
And it's, again, it goes back to these people fought for the country. I don't get it.
Oh.
I just don't get it.
What city has the largest population of homeless people?
Homeless, period?
Homeless and homeless
veterans.
I would
say, what city or state?
City.
Oh, come on. You got to give me.
All right.
So Rick said Portland or L.A.?
Yep. L.A. is the one.
All right, Rick.
Los Angeles. Yes. Yes. Now, you know,
how many do they have?
I have to look. I don't know. I have that number here somewhere. I will look, keep talking.
KB9 said Skid Row.
You know, a lot of times veterans, even if they're offered places to stay, group homes, they're avoiding them because of COVID. You know, COVID is more scary than sleeping outside during the night. That's really quite something when you think about it.
Who says this?
Any homeless vet who prefers not to go into a group home to sleep because of COVID.
I can't blame them.
Would you make that choice?
I wouldn't go into a group home,
okay,
especially with the conditions now. I'd have to sleep outside also.
Then, you know, that's another horrible, horrible situation.
I mean, what upsets me is we're living in the richest country in the world. They just give out trillions of dollars like it's water, and you can't help these people? What the hell is wrong with this country? Can somebody tell me what the hell is wrong with this country?
Well, on paper, it looks like we're doing the right thing. The federal government spends roughly $217 billion on the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
And the net financial burden of illegal immigrants through 2019 on the taxpayers annually was $132 billion.
Holy crap.
So on paper, it seems like we're spending more on veterans than illegals, no? On paper.
Yeah, on paper, okay. But I doubt that's really happening.
But the truth is, the amount our nation spends on illegal aliens is 61% of what it spends on veterans, which is a huge number.
Yep.
If the illegal population continues to grow, which is seems like how many people are coming across every day now?
Well, thousands.
The cost to maintain them will surpass the total veteran expenditure by July of this year. It will exceed it by July.
That's Rick wrote, being homeless in New York is hell of a lot harder. And that's true in January anyway.
Yeah.
And he said, yep, if you're an addict or a drunk and refuse to go to the shelter, or worry about bad apples in the shelter. In the shelter, too, they'll rob you. They'll steal everything you got. You're treated like shit in those shelters from people that I spoke to that went in there. The shelters are like a rat hole.
Well, I used to volunteer at a shelter in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And on those freezing cold nights, I'll never forget as long as I live, I helped in the women's center. But in the men's center, they would give them each a sleeping bag, and they were sleeping head to feet on the floor in all the rooms. Because there just was absolutely no room. There's no room, not room to accommodate them all. And the police were rounding them up as they should because they were going to freeze to death. And that's how they were sleeping through the night. So we as volunteers,
yep,
we were making the food to feed them all and we sent them out with a lunch, a brown lunch.
Unbelievable.
It's really quite
another similar point I wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of people don't know this. There are over 300 veterans on death row.
Oh.
And the reason being is because their mental health.
Sure.
You know, the post-traumatic syndrome. And that in itself, in their mental health, every single one of these court cases that was not even allowed to be put into evidence. So in other words, if a veteran came back from a war, whatever war it may be, mm-hmm. it could be any one of them, you know, Iraq, Iran, Vietnam, whatever, and killed someone because of his mental health that he didn't get any care, the judge wouldn't even hear it. That's why they're on death row.
Right.
I wish Trump knew about that and that he let them all go on condition that they get help. It's a damn crime. I'm telling you, the vets get treated like shit in this country, like shit, like an outcast. Mm-hmm. You know what? They don't even want to bother helping the vets. It's almost like a burden to them. Mm-hmm. That's how they look at these men and women that fought for the country.
Well, the obstacles they have to overcome are overwhelming at times. Rick says he used to do work in Bridgeport, and it is a rough town, but just one of many across the United States. In fact, we were talking about how Los Angeles has the highest number of homeless.
Yep.
25% of all homeless veterans live in California.
Yeah.
And why? Maybe because the weather's better.
Probably.
Right.
Nick from Facebook wrote, COVID-19 bill contains billions of dollars in foreign aid, and at least 8 foreign countries receiving that aid.
Oh, isn't there one for gender studies somewhere?
Holy Christ.
Oh, let's not get on that topic.
Don't get me going on that. Well, Mr. How come they didn't do a study on Mr. Levine?
All right. In California, we're just
a horse's ass. Wait a minute.
No.
What a horse's ass.
Please stop.
Listen, what a horse's ass this man is. How could you? How could any man, could someone out there tell me, how could any man put a friggin' wig on and a dress and call himself a woman? How could you do that and get away with it legally, mm-hmm. and go into a bathroom where your daughter, your 8-year-old daughter is, and this friggin' hairy ox asshole walks into the door and thinks he's a woman? And how does that happen? You know how that happens? You know how? Because Joe Biden's probably playing with him in the back room.
Oh, right.
He's such a pervert. He is such a pervert.
Okay. I'm going to continue about California.
And here's Joe. Here's the president of the United States right now in the office thinking. You hear him?
I hear him.
That's his brain. He's fried.
Since we have citizens from New York on.
Do we?
I'm going to give you some numbers about what's going on in New York.
What's happening?
In New York, they spend $7.5 billion on illegal immigrants annually. And get this.
Billion?
Billion. Get this. You ready?
Yeah.
They allot $27 million in college tuition assistance for children of illegal immigrants.
Don't tell me no more. Who approves this?
This is what's going on in New York.
Does Cuomo approve it?
Oh, I'm sure.
Of course he does.
But they failed to give several hundred thousand dollars to an initiative providing education assistance to children of disabled or deceased veterans.
Of course. That's how it goes. Of course. Well, I wouldn't expect anything else anyhow out of these politicians. You got Cuomo feeling all these women that work in his office. He's feeling them all up. You got 7 women already. Oh, we got a call. Let's get this caller. Let's connect here. You're on.
Hey, Felix.
Caller.
Ann.
Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
Oh, you know, I'm just working as usual.
Yes?
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I just... Gotta so work a lot, you know, just to pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. What do you think of what we're talking about tonight?
Well, for starters, I really like how you phrased your perspective of this situation. You know, the worst part about the whole thing, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, because I'm not good with quotes, but the worst part about this situation is these are people that fought for this country, and this is how they're being treated?
Exactly.
I mean, that's just totally unacceptable. It's
Hello? What happened?
Let's hope that Matt comes back. Maybe he hit a bad spot where he's driving.
I don't know. We kind of lost him. Let's see if he pops back in.
Okay.
While we're talking about
states, I'll talk about California. We're waiting for Matt to join again. California spent $23 billion on illegal immigrants each year and recently passed legislation. You're like this. Granted,
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we lost you for a minute.
Sorry about that. My phone rang.
That's all right.
So I have to go inside at the airport here and check in. But, as long as you guys are fine,
you give us a shout out to Steve Duff, who's joined Learn Live Studio.
Yes.
All right. So California spent $23 billion on illegal immigrants, and they recently passed legislation granting taxpayer-funded health insurance. So illegal immigrants will likely cost more than $100 million in the first year. So in California, they're giving them health insurance. In New York, they're giving college tuition for the kids of the illegals who are now in the state.
Unbelievable.
So pretty good. Whereas the veterans are the initiative that was proposed for them was shot down in terms of education for their kids. No. Another problem, let's talk about this while we're waiting for Matt, and this is a very sad and hard thing to talk about, is veteran homeless suicide.
Yeah,
is through the roof. Now, suicide as a result of COVID is on the rise, but it's rising at an alarming rate for homeless veterans.
That's a shame.
Yeah, really a tragic
situation.
What
a shame.
Yep. And in 2019, guess how many homeless veterans committed suicide?
How many?
9,300.
What a shame.
Yeah, really
horrible,
terrible.
Horrible thing to hear. I hate hearing stuff like that.
I know.
My Podbean people cannot see the photo, but we're also streaming live on Facebook. And there's a picture of a homeless vet from the Iraq war. And he's holding up a sign. And it says, sure would enjoy 3 hot meals and a bed. Instead of resources he earned are being sent on illegal aliens. And his sign he's holding says he has PTSD. He has proof of service with him to show that he's just not phony. You know, he's out there just trying to solicit money.
Right.
Without being a true vet. Nick wrote on Facebook, those veterans who die, who have a family, their mortgages are paid. They are given a home by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Yes.
They shouldn't have to beg taxpayers to donate this foundation. The government should provide this.
You bet.
It's true, but they won't. And like Matt was saying, Nick was saying on Facebook, look at all the billions of dollars. Look how much money they gave to Iraq.
Another airplane just left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A country that publicly says death to America.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you give a country that claims death to America every day on Facebook.
Sure.
Facebook censors me, right?
Yeah, I know.
But yet they got the Ayatollah, asshole Tola out there saying death to America, and they leave his posts up. But they censorship me. And then the government has the balls to send them billions of dollars and they leave the homeless vets out in the street to die. Shame on you. That's a big, big disgrace. Nick said I'm cutting out, but that's what Facebook does, Nick. You got to go to Podbean. Nick, download the Podbean app. It's free. And you would hear me crystal clear through the app.
I promised you a bombshell in today's podcast. Are you ready?
Hold on. Benjamin's in the house.
Hey, Benjamin.
The time for excuses is over.
All right. Ann's got what do you have, Ann?
It's something that I don't think you know about and you'll find equally disgusting.
Oh,
it's Benjamin's first time.
All right,
welcome.
Benjamin. Follow us, Benjamin. Follow us.
This is a report in USA Today.
What's the report?
February 13th of this year.
Wait 1 minute. Benjamin said, what's going on here? Benjamin, we're here raising hell. where's he from? Ghana?
Oh, well, welcome.
Welcome. That's long ways off. We're in Connecticut. We're in Connecticut in the U.S. And we're talking about vets before illegal aliens.
All right.
I don't know if Benjamin wants to hear that one.
All right. USA Today, February 13th. You ready?
Yes.
Vice President Kamala Harris said veterans should.
What?
And I quote.
What did she say?
So here's a message to soldier boys.
What did she, is this going to piss me off?
Yes, it is.
Let me hear it.
Okay.
What did this woman say?
And I quote, so here's a message to the soldier boys. Get a job.
Are you kidding me?
That's right here.
Get a job in reference to what?
Not be homeless.
So she's telling soldiers to get a job.
Yes.
What a bitch.
It's a quote that argues that Biden administration, it is their intention to defund the Department of Veterans Affairs in favor of supporting refugee families and asylum seekers.
Damn, does that make me mad?
I know. Oh, you'll say today, February 13th.
I'm going to run for congressman in the state of Connecticut. I got to do something. I can't take it no more because this is bullshit. Total bullshit.
It's really tragic from my point of view. I agree.
Nobody wants to stand up for these poor veterans. And now you got the vice president saying they should go out and get a job.
Soldier boys, get a job. That's what it was.
She could go fuck herself. Yeah. In plain English, she could go fuck herself.
In the same article, she's handing out cookies with her husband.
Yeah. Well, she sucked dick all the way up to where her position is right now.
I don't know.
That's how she got there. Mm. Ask Willie Brown. Everyone knows who Willie Brown was.
Not me, but that's okay.
Well, you can read about it. Just Google it. Kamala Harris and Willie Brown. You guys out there on Podbean, just Google it and you'll see what kind of vice president the United States of America has. A filthy pig woman that sucked her way to the White House. Here was Willie Brown, and he was like 60-something years old, and she's like 22 years old. So she gave him head for like, you know, 2 or 3 months or whatever, banged him, ruined, I think, his marriage, if I'm not correct, which it really doesn't matter. Who cares? That's how she got to become a prosecutor in California. She was a pig. Steve wrote, well, Kamala's going to be president soon. Just watch.
Yes.
And Lord have mercy. Well, she won't have to suck anyone off anymore. Good for her. This way she could take the knee pads off and put a little cream on her knees because they probably have callus, probably about 3 inches thick.
All right. So we talked about the kind of benefits that that illegal aliens are getting.
That's what she was doing.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Joe Biden called me last night.
Oh.
And he said, I have something to say on this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast. I said, okay, Joe, I'll tape it and hear what Joe had to say. Here's the president of the United States, Joe Joke. That's his middle name. I don't know if you guys know his middle name. It's JJB, his initials. Joseph Joke Biden. Here's what he had to say.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What do you like, Joe?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
Tell me what you like, Joe.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
I bet you do, you filthy pig.
I can still can't get over the part about the roaches. I just don't understand.
I keep on telling you why he said that.
It's
because he was addressing a large audience of minority children, and he associates roaches with low-income people. He was trying to get on that type of racism because he's a low life piece of shit.
Okay.
Back to what we were talking about.
We're talking about benefits that illegal aliens have in states or in the United States. So we talked about college tuition for the children of them. We talked about healthcare, which is costing us hundreds of millions of dollars, depending on the state that you live in.
All right.
Not great, right?
And this is...
I'm going to give you another benefit.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I also have a message.
Oh?
For all the Joe Biden fans, the people who love Joe Biden, this is a message for you guys.
Shut the hell up, you pathetic Uncle Tom, Joe Biden ass kisser. Shut the hell up, you pathetic Uncle Tom, Joe Biden ass kisser.
Okay. That was for the minorities that like Joe Biden. Sorry. Not everybody.
The third benefit that illegal aliens have are entitled to in many parts of the United States are... What do you think that might be?
What is it?
Well, it's aside from healthcare, aside from college tuition for their kids, there are now where there are sanctuary jurisdictions.
Yeah.
They are legally bound to provide taxpayer-funded legal help to protect them from federal law enforcement.
Are you kidding me?
No. And what that really means is it makes ICE's job much more difficult to deport aliens.
Eventually he's just going to let all of them just walk through, tear down the fence, the wall. It doesn't matter. And we're going to pay for all their health care. We're going to pay for everything.
The college education. And now we're paying for their legal aid.
Already over 100 of the illegals that are crossing over have COVID. Amongst whatever other diseases they have. And like I said, today, they were crossing the Rio Grande like it was a parade.
Yeah.
Just walking into the United States.
The legal aid.
We've got another caller.
Legal aid in Los Angeles. So far, they've spent $7 million on legal aid.
Hey.
Aliens here. Sorry about all that.
Can you hear me?
It looks like Matt.
I can hear you.
On.
Matt.
Yep.
Well, we think Matt's trying to get back in.
Sure.
Well,
can you hear me there?
Yes. Yes, okay. We could hear you.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a delay there. It didn't seem to want to connect for a minute.
Yeah, you're on now.
Anyway.
Are you a veteran?
I'm not. No. I don't think I would have lived very long if I'd gone into the military. I tend to have run-ins with authority figures and on a pretty frequent basis. And then, I'm sure I would have been sent to the front lines first before everyone else, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty classic or pretty typical for me, you know. So anyway, I was just saying, you know, it's like you said, you know, that was the first thing I wanted to point out is that I absolutely agree with you. And I like how you put that, that it really is pretty terrible that these are the people that fought for this country. And then this is how they're being repaid for their service. You know, it's yep. just astounding. It's astounding. and then the other thing I wanted to say, I know with this particular broadcast, you're pointing out the fact that illegals are receiving preferential treatment over our veterans. And just the comment I wanted to make about that was, to me, from my perspective, and you know, I know you two have heard the things I have to say already, but from my perspective, the reason for that is because illegals work for cheap. And corporations absolutely love anyone who's willing to work for less, you know. And so, you know, the corporations are the ones sending lobbyists to Washington. So I don't think it takes, you know, a degree in rocket science to figure out what's going on here. The illegals are cheap labor, so the corporations love them. The corporations pretty much have all the politicians in their pockets. So obviously our government's going to... You know, they're going to favor the illegals over, you know, U.S. citizens, over legal citizens.
Yep. But when you factor in the cost of healthcare and college tuition for their kids and legal aid. I really wonder if we're still paying them, you know, on the cheap, the $10 an hour. I wonder if we did the math, what the cost would really be per hour for each illegal that's working.
It probably costs much more
for sure
to take care of them mm-hmm. than it does what they're producing.
Absolutely. Well, but to Matt's point, the
problem is. Yep. And you got it. You hit the nail on the head, right? I'm pretty sure I know what you were about to say just now.
Sure. I used to work a lifetime ago for Pitney Bowes, and Pitney Bowes prided themselves on hiring vets. It was a very interesting program. And when they would come out, there was really quite a bit of training involved. And to your point, Matt, there was a lot of socialization that needed to take place before they were allowed and ready to work in the workforce. They come back with a myriad of health issues and triggers for PTSD, and it was really quite something. It was a very interesting experiment, but mm-hmm. there are some companies that pride themselves in and go after and hire vets rather than illegals, and those companies are to be commended, Pitney Bowes among them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's good. There are some good companies out there. Just there's so many, you know, that don't really care about anything other than the bottom line. So just to be sure, I wanted to make sure that you were in fact going to say what I thought you were. The thing about the cost of providing them with healthcare, you know, understand yeah. that's coming from U.S. taxpayer dollars. So in other words, the corporation itself that's hiring the illegals, they're not the ones who pay for their health care.
Right.
You know,
yep.
this is actually a pretty common thing with corporations. For example, you know, like when people are working somewhere and their pay is so low that they have to be on welfare, right? Well, welfare is not coming out of the corporation's paycheck. It's or out of their profit. It's coming out of taxpayer dollars. So right. in other words, yep. what's happening is this is how they're able to get away with paying their workers a low paycheck because the money isn't, it's coming from the tax dollars and not the company. And then the people are still eating. So everybody's like, well, they got food. They're okay. They're fine. Everything's fine. Well, it's not fine because we're paying for their food. And then yep. those people that are working for that company, see, the company that employs them should be paying for their food.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm right? Yep. You see what I'm saying?
Have you seen on the news recently, there was a group, I think they're in Long Island, and they make cookies, Tate's Cookies, actually. And the union's trying to get into the shop because it's filled with people who are not legal. And one lady in the crowd, just all of a sudden she had an aha moment. She says, wait a minute, if I get unionized, then the company can kick me out and I won't be able to work for them because I'm not legal. And then she can be deported back to her country. So it's very complicated and a very complex system, the way it's set up to have illegals work for you, no matter what it would be. You know, these aren't the old days of the sweatshop before.
Well, with the new administration, even if they did sign up for the union, they're not going to be deported. Biden's going to just open the gates and just let them all in. It's coming. It's already happening. Well, like I said today, when you see the Rio Grande in the boat, there was a line a quarter of a mile of those people. And you know what? Listen, I'm all for people coming to the United States, but
yes.
you've got to vent the people. You have to look over their record, make sure they're not murderers, yep. drug dealers, make sure they're not coming here with another infectious disease, make sure they're not terrorists entering the country, you know, because they know the border's wide open.
Well, I think part of the conversation is that they're going to become consumers. But the truth is, immigrants, where do they send most of their income?
Home.
That's right.
Of course they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, the yep. sign at the base of the Statue of Liberty says, give me your hungry, give me your poor. And I'm for that. I don't know. This whole country's made of immigrants, you know. Yep. But look what we did to the American Indians. We robbed them blind.
Yep.
But I'm glad they got back at us having casinos.
Covers a bitch, right?
That's right.
I'll tell you another interesting story, Matt. I'd like to hear your input up at this. My son went to technical college, And he lived in a dorm. There were two Americans, and there were 33 students from China. And it was highly technical. You know, he has a degree in aerospace engineering, and all these kids are, you know, science-oriented and did four hard years of work. And the day they graduated, they couldn't even go to the graduation celebration. Oh, there were two. There was one adult on every floor. They herded them onto the bus and sent them back to the airport quick before they could defect and stay in the United States. Very fascinating story. Really lovely kids. And my heritage is Italian. And my son, they would cook meatballs once, you know, every Sunday. And they learned it. They were starting to enjoy American culture. They celebrate Thanksgiving and all that stuff. But they're very careful with people that are skilled. They want them back in their country. You know, they're not allowed to stay. It was fascinating. My son, he was quite tearful because he lost a lot of friends he had been with for 4 years in a dorm, swept away, scooped away instantly. And they're still friends online, but it's different. But the adult were terrified they were all going to do that. And it just hurted them away. Yeah, very interesting. So we're not getting the cream of the crop, is my point, from the immigrants that are coming through.
No, there's lots of stuff like that that goes on. I mean, that's just lots of people come here. They use like whatever social systems we have available to their advantage, right? And then they just, but it doesn't serve any real purpose here for us.
That's right.
It's the whole point of having those systems is to be a benefit to this nation. It's not working out that way.
Yep.
Well, we know someone who marries people so they can stay in the United States. That's another way into the United States. It's really quite something. And the people that he marries are what? They work for cash. They don't contribute to our system. And they send all the cash they earn home. I don't know. Right. I'm just not sure that's an attractive new citizen to the United States.
Well, that's been going on for years.
Sure. And people, it isn't the herds going across the Rio Grande. It's not like that.
For years. That's how bad they want to become a citizen.
Yeah. But that's just somebody else who's on our healthcare system, who's in our education system.
Well, those people, if they can afford to pay someone 10, 20, 30 grand, they're working. They're not like these other ones.
They're not paying taxes. That's where they're getting
Not like the other ones that just want to come over here and don't have a dime to their name. Mm-hmm. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And they're bringing all their problems with them here. They're the drug addicts are selling drugs. Yep. They're criminals. They're killing people. I mean, that's the whole object to venting people before they enter the country.
Welcome to Dominic, who just joined us.
All right.
Shall I tell you my sad story about being an illegal immigrant or no?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, I wasn't born here.
I'm going to call up and have you deported. Okay. No. All right, go ahead.
I wasn't born here. I'm a citizen. Wait, you heard my story. I wasn't born here. We had to spend 2 years in Russia before we were allowed
into
the country.
Where were you born?
Born in Sicily.
Uh-oh, forget it. I'm not going to report you. You know what them Sicily women do, boy. They like to cut you up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it took us 2 years to get here legally.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole family became citizens when I was 14. So it took us 7 years to become legal citizens.
Why did you take that long?
There's a big, long process. There's a lot of fees you have to pay, and there's a lot of waiting and getting on lists and all the rest of it. It's a big, long process.
You know,
to legally
not anymore.
Citizen
not anymore.
States. Not anymore.
You just get on a boat, cross the Rio Grande, and you're home free.
$20 and a 20-minute ride.
And now I heard Joe Biden wants to make Puerto Rico a state.
Well, that's been gone a long time.
Well, I think it's going to happen this time.
Maybe we can finally tax them for things, and I don't know.
Well, he might as well make them all a state. Make Puerto Rico a state. Make Haiti a state.
No, no.
Make Cuba a state. This way, the Democrats stay in power because that's all that's going to vote for them.
Do you think, Matt, in the end, that's what the whole thing's about, is that a lot of immigrants need to be more votes for the Democrats? What do you think?
Sorry, my truck is beeping. It's making beeping sound, so I didn't hear your question. Can you say it again?
Do you think one of the reasons the Biden administration is allowing immigrants to come in untethered is because they are hoping for voting, more votes?
Well, you know something? I have a very limited, a very narrow viewpoint on this. It's my belief that it's all about the cheap labor, all of it. So from end to end, the whole, the, The motivation is the cheap labor. They just want to get people over here that will work for peanuts. And so, the corporations, you know, remember, I don't know if you guys saw my post about the Electoral College. We don't even choose our president. Right. So the Electoral College does. In 2016, Hillary Clinton, and I'm not saying I wanted her as a president or anything. I'm just saying she was never an option. And the reason why is because the Electoral College didn't vote for her. Right. The only person that could be president is the one the Electoral College votes for. So do they want votes? No, they don't even care about votes. They get appointed anyway. So, that's just, again, this is just my perspective of all this. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to, like, directly confront you like that, because, I mean, I do appreciate everything you guys do.
This is open conversation. I'm glad for your opinion.
Right. So anyway, it's just about cheap labor. That's how I see it. You know, they just want that cheap labor, and they want to facilitate them coming here and having everything they want or need. You know, this is because they work for cheap. So him being in favor of them coming here, that's just because that's what the corporations want. You know, that's the people that I'm using air quotes when I say campaign contributions, because we all know what that really is. That's why they contribute to his campaign. So he'll facilitate, you know, the influx of illegals. So, I mean, you know, if you ask me, one of the things we should be thinking about is trying to abolish the Electoral College, among other things. I mean, there's lots of, I could go on all night. You know that. And I'm going to try to be more concise when I turn around. Concise. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Steve from on Podbean wrote, I don't think I agree with the cheap labor. What I think is all the votes will keep a few families in power.
Well, I understand and I agree that, you know, that is the wave, but Matt's right, technically, the Electoral College votes for the president. So whoever lobbies for them and pays them less money, that's who they're going to vote for.
I didn't quite catch that comment, and sorry, Steve, guys, it's like windy out here and stuff.
Yeah,
you're not driving into a store in a big storm that's going to hit Denver, are you?
No, I'm just at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and I'm picking up freight at Lufthansa.
You don't have illegals in that truck, do you?
In your containers?
I'm sure there's a few here.
Oh, gosh.
Well, if you have a few, drop them off at my house. I could have my lawn. Stop. Maybe they could do something with my garden.
Man, that's terrible.
Enough of that. God.
Listen, I had a great idea. I sent it to President Trump. Instead of spending millions of dollars for a fence or a heavy metal fence, all you got to do is make a big, huge wall of washing machines, and we'll have the Mexicans do your laundry.
Oh, Lord.
All right. How about that? Is that good?
No.
All right. So you know what I think? I'll tell you how I'd say we deal with the illegal thing, how we solve it.
How you solve it?
Make, like, fines that are that make sense. So in other words, let's say you go into a company and you audit them to they're illegal.
Uh-huh.
They're illegal. And let's say you find that they have, like, say, 10 illegals. So if you fine them, say, $10 million for each illegal, then that'll be $100 million. And then the thing is, if they know they're going to have to pay fines like that, they're not going to hire them because they're not going to take the risk because obviously the $1 million fine will offset the money. The $1 million fine will offset the money they save
on the labor.
Yep.
And so it won't be worth it for them to hire the illegals. You see what I'm saying? And then if they can't work, they're not going to want to be here illegally.
Unless they're coming for the free health care and the education and the college money for their kids and the legal aid to stay here. It's not a healthy situation right now.
So you're saying they would just come here for health care even if they couldn't work?
Health care and college education for their kids and legal aid and housing.
Free
and
food
stamps and whatever they need.
Of course. They'll get more aid than the veterans get.
That's how we started this whole thing. That is correct.
That's how it goes.
Well,
all right, Matt, we're going to close down.
Okay.
Listen, be safe out there, all right?
Be careful of the weather. Be careful. It's going to be a bad storm this weekend.
Okay. I won't be working on Saturday, so I should be all right.
Oh, good. Denver's going to get 40 inches of snow tomorrow, so just everyone be careful. It's coming your way.
Oh, wow.
All right. Take care.
Have a great night, guys. Take care.
You too.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
All right. Let me read. Nick from Facebook wrote, "The Democrats are provoking radical differences to create division. Too many blacks are leaving the party."
Oh, really? Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
I would know. That's probably not an outcome they expect, or, you know, something we're counting on.
Well, you know what? Joe Biden is screwing up a lot of things, and it's going to get worse.
It's only been 50
days, mm-hmm. and the gas in Connecticut is everywhere. $3 a gallon.
I heard today that people were thinking they're going to allow gas to go $6 a gallon as a way to corral people and keep them from congregating.
I want to know, when are the people in the United States finally going to get some balls to them,
mm-hmm.
and start protesting? Get some nuts to yourself. Get out there and protest, because it's going to get worse. The gas will be $6, $7, $8 this summer.
And as a result of that, inflation will
I don't rise. Give a damn. I hope Armageddon happens, because this is bullshit. You have a creep of an old man that doesn't have a clue what he's doing. He doesn't know his ass from his elbow.
Well, he asks his wife every morning when he wakes up. What does he ask her?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Because he doesn't know where the hell he is. Even his own dogs don't like him.
I don't think he goes to the White House.
His dogs are biting the shit out of everyone in the White House.
They sent him back to Delaware.
You know why? Because when the dogs wake up in the morning, they say, "Where the hell are we? We're still with this crazy bastard."
He's not sleeping in the White House. I'm telling you, it's dark. He's sleeping in some tunnel somewhere.
Well, maybe, you know what? I think he's sleeping with Cuomo. Because you know what they say about Cuomo is a...
What? No, that's not true.
No,
he seems to be proving himself otherwise.
He's a filthy pig.
Okay.
And Cuomo, you need to resign. You're a disgusting man. Filthy pig.
Be careful what you ask for.
And you know what? I'm happy this has happened. The truth has come out. And the truth will come out about Joe Biden, too. Him and his dirty ass son. Nobody says nothing. Can you imagine if President Trump's son had a video of him out there with a bunch of whores smoking a crack pipe, waving his penis around? Can you imagine what they would have done? That would have been all over every newspaper in the world. But no, because it's Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Oh, Hunter. Uh-huh.
And he's out there banging these prostitutes, collecting $100,000 a month. And, you know, getting high on meth or whatever he's smoking. And nobody says nothing. Nothing.
I thought he was reformed. Isn't that what they said on the inauguration day?
Shit. Please.
Okay.
Please. And Kamala Harris, like I said, she's drooling so bad. I saw a puddle under her chin right on the floor next to Joe Biden today. She had a puddle there. She can't wait to jump in the Oval Office and sit in that chair. She can't wait. And can you imagine? You ever hear the way she talks?
And I sucked off Joe Biden in the back room. That's what I did. And I know I'm going to be the first female president. And I got something to tell everybody.
You'll have to get a sound clip of her voice. Get the one of her saying,
I got hairy legs.
Good job.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got a lot of, I got hairy legs.
That's the hairy leg pig.
You have to find the clip of her saying, get a job.
Well, I remember the clip very well of her turning to Joe Biden and saying, I was that little girl.
I was that little girl on the bus. You know, the one that you said you didn't like segregated busing. That was me. I was that little girl.
All right, then find that one. That's a good one.
And you know what? I found Willie Brown and I sucked him off. And now I'm the prosecutor of California. How you like me now, bitches?
And here's this woman calling him a racist, a pig and everything. And the next day,
I am so honored to be Joe Biden's vice president.
You filthy pig. What a disgusting human being. You have, you know what? I hope she hears this. She has no friggin' morals whatsoever. What do you expect from a woman that sucked her way all the way to the White House? No more. Here, you call this man a racist, and she did it. She buried Joe on the stage. She made him look like a complete asshole that he is, and he is a racist. He's an old school racist. And what do? You join the racist. What does that say? Ann, what does that say about her?
If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, she beat him good. I know that. She beat him real good. Mm-hmm. Just like she beat off Willie Brown. Disgusting pig. Okay. Well, people, it was great. Tune in next week.
But one last thing. If you see a vet, help a vet.
Exactly.
Take him to diner for lunch.
Do something, buy him a hamburger, give him a couple of dollars. You have some extra money. You see a homeless vet, give him something. Don't walk by him. If he's holding up that sign, he needs your help.
Help him find some help.
He needs your help. These people deserve our attention and help because you know why? They stood at attention for us. And we really need to do something for them. We really do.
It's going to be one at a time, I think. That's the only way to combat it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We really need to do something for... What does that mean? That I don't know what that thing is popped up on Podbean.
I don't know. My phone died. It's been an hour, so maybe it's time to
go. I've never seen that before. Someone sent a bottle of booze to us. Huh. I'll drink to that. Ah, that was good. All right, guys, listen. See what this is? I don't know what that means there. Well, listen, Matt, be safe. Steve, have a good weekend. Be safe.
You too, Matt. Bye.
Always help a vet. You see any kind of vet out there, help a vet. Stop. Give them some money. Give them some food.
Help them find shelter.
Yes, even if you could help them find shelter or help them take them to a homeless shelter.
Call 911 in your community. They'll help
so
you find.
So he doesn't have to stay outside. I try to do all I can for any vet that I see.
Let's stop the suicides, which are frightening.
They need all the help they can get. Listen, people, be safe out there. Be safe and wear a mask. I'm saying goodbye to Facebook right now. I'm ending. Because you know what's sad? I'm going to tell my Podbean friends.
Mm-hmm.
I just end the live feed.
At Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook, I play my leaving song every time I have a podcast show.
Yes.
And it's my favorite song. It's sung by Louis Prima.
49 years ago.
It's called Che La Luna. And some moron, some asshole on Facebook made a complaint and said I was playing protective music or something.
We have to wait one more year.
They could go fuck themselves. I can't stand Facebook. I fucking hate that program. Bunch of commie bastards. That's all they are. Commie bastards. No good commies. I hate you. You're like Nazis. Just like that fucking Zuckerberg. He's like a fucking Nazi.
Okay.
Blocking people, blocking freedom of speech, everything.
A cancel culture. Mm-hmm.
Of course. And like that other asshole that runs Twitter. What's his name?
I don't use
another Twitter. Fucking Nazi. And then they take sides. They go against President Trump and they say they don't show favoritism. Then they come up with some bullshit fact checker. Fact this. Fuck you. Look that up in the dictionary, Facebook. Look that up. Okay. And get back to me later with an answer.
Oh, and, they'll just block you. When it's
yeah. Two. And don't send the vice president after me because she's busy sucking off Joe Biden. Okay, people. Be safe.
The second gentleman would probably be set with you.
Exactly. And Cuomo, you need to leave office now, you filthy, disgusting pig. Pig. Bye. Later, people.
Bye, all.
Woo! C'est la luna, that's a marim. Yeehaw!
Now you can play the whole song.
We're man. Still live on Facebook.
Play the whole song. Go, go.
Yay! Hey! And va fun cool on Facebook. Yeehaw! This is the best podcast around, people. I need... Put the word out for me. Send my name out. Fuck Facebook. Yeah.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window.
Yes, sir.
It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his
oh,
hand.
Fuck Facebook.
If you marry the baker boy, he will come
and he will go.
He will always mix the flour and the pan.
One more time, fuck Facebook.
If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand.
Oh, mama. La, 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 la. Fuck Facebook.
Oh, mama. La, 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 la.
Good night, people.
Bye.
Good night, people. Be safe.
Come over here and see who's looking in the window.